You are. Have you ever asked someone, "What's that attitude about?" Only to have them sharply reply, "I don't have an attitude." I wonder why, considering that all of us carry an attitude of some sort at all times, we automatically assume that having an attitude means a bad disposition. We often give other people credit for giving us a negative attitude, but all that does is excuse us of self-control and give unnecessary power to the person we allow to control us. Why don't we normally have an attitude of gratitude, joy, peace, love, or contentment? Many times, it's because we fail to realize the power available to us if only we would take every thought captive and make it obey the Messiah. 2 Corinthians 10:5. But that requires us to do something with our thoughts besides letting them run rampant on the self-destruction highway in our heart. If a thought causes you to feel any way that goes against what God says about you, take it captive, grab it, shake it, look it in the eye, and call it a lie. Do you know the things God says about you? A partial list reveals, you are loved. Jeremiah 31:3. You are lovely. Daniel 12:3. You are precious. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You are strong. Psalm 18:35. You are forgiven. Psalm 103:12. You are chosen. John 15:16. If you fail to take control, you may find yourself like my grandson, spending a lot of time with your head hung low, pouting because someone hurt your feelings. You will carry an attitude with you today. I can do all things through him who gives me power. Philippians 4:13. Will you let your attitude control you, or will you control it?